Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
So we've been talking about spiritual understanding and growing and maturing and not remaining ignorant, remember? We talked about ignorance and ignoring. See, if you ignore your marriage and you don't read books and you don't stay connected in Christ, it's going to affect your relationship. If you just ignore your finances and you don't make adjustments and learn and grow about how to handle your money, you're not going to be able to pay your light bill. If you don't grow in your relationships and understand relationships, you do that by being connected with people and with God. If you don't grow, then you'll remain ignorant and your relationships will always be a problem. You see that? So we can't remain ignorant. We want to grow. And so that's what we're talking about, understanding. And we're talking about spiritual understanding. Because people need to understand spiritually. People are ignorant spiritually. So God wants us to grow spiritually, all right? So, let's go to our foundational scripture, which is Proverbs chapter 4, after we read the vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We thank you, Lord, that you are calling us to grow in our understanding. Lord, we thank you for that. You said understanding will deliver us from the evil way. We need understanding today, Lord. Increase our spiritual understanding. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, we've been looking at this idea of understanding and how important it is, because see, when you understand, it affects your response, how you respond in things. You see, when you truly have understanding, it says in Proverbs 16:22, it says, understanding is the wellspring of life. Understanding is a wellspring of life. And he who has it, you see, you'll have the wellspring. When you have understanding, you can be in a difficult situation, a difficult marriage, a difficult relationship at work. When you understand, you got peace. Even in the situation. Because you understand. When you understand why the people are the way they are. You start to say, they're broken. They need more understanding as well. They need what I'm growing in. You see that? And so I'm not going to respond to them in a negative way. And now that contaminates me. That contaminates my well of understanding now, see? When I respond in a negative way towards them. You're going to get this in a minute. So now let's go to Give me Proverbs 4:13, Marriott. Or not Proverbs, but Mark chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, now look at this. And he said to them, this is Jesus talking, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? You see? He's saying this parable here, this one you got to understand. If you're going to understand the rest of this, you need to understand this one. All right. So now, give me Mark chapter 4. What, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm going to share with you about this chapter, Mark chapter 4. All right, it's the seed and the sower. The seed is the word of God, okay? The word of God is the seed in this parable. And the seed is what brings life to you. You see that? The word of God is the seed that brings about the life of God that you need in your heart, to bring about what God intended in you. So you need, when we hear the word of God and we understand it, it comes in us and it begins to develop us in a way to what God originated and intended our life to be. It produces fruit. You see that? It produces something when we're received. It says in James 1:21, it's the implanted word that is able to save your soul. We're to receive the word of God with meekness. Remember, the word meekness means teachable. So I have to be teachable to receive. When God sends a word, I have to be meekness. I have to have meekness. I have to be teachable. It comes, I receive it. Now it comes in to save my soul. It comes in and begins to develop me on the inside. And it actually saves my soul. It begins to save an area of your life where you were struggling. And you had contention and difficulty. It begins to save that area. It's redeeming that back to what God has said and established. You see, he sends his word to illustrate who he is and what he wants you to do. Did you get that? He sends his word to get planted in you so you can begin to walk this out and become what God created. Our frustration is when we're not who we are, when we're not becoming what he's called us to be. And we're ignorant of what he's created us for. Now, think about this. Now, this parable talks about the kingdom of God. Let's go on and let's look at this. Real quick, Marriott, give me Proverbs 4, 13 through 20 real quick. What did I say, Proverbs? I'm sorry. Mark. The sower sows the word, and these are the ones sown by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Your heart is the soil. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, 60, and some 100-fold. So the word, you come here, and the word of God is sown into your heart. Your heart is the soil. If you come here and you receive it, it's your responsibility to keep pursuing that and seeking God to get that thing to be nurtured, and to get it to grow and to produce fruit. Amen? All right. So, now let's think about this. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 12 and 13. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So here's the idea. Solid food is the word of righteousness. Milk is for babes, right? Milk is, you know, encouragement, comfort. It's for babes. God wants you to get beyond being a babe and to grow, start to mature and grow in your relationship with Him and in the Word of God. Remember, we talked about that the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work in the world. Remember that? And so if we don't understand, we won't know good from evil. We won't know when it's against Christ. But when we understand, we'll know right away. We'll be able to discern. Because remember, it says in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, but God has sent His Son, Jesus, to give us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus. This is the true God and eternal life. Jesus is the one who gives you the understanding. Jesus is God. When you get connected with Him and you're in relationship with Him, He gives you understanding through His relationship with you and the Word of God. You see, your understanding begins to increase. Understanding about your situations, your circumstances, your family, your marriage, your finances. He gives you understanding in all these areas. When it comes from Him, the dots start to come together. Now think about this. If we don't grow, we stay babes, right? So He says you got to have solid food in order to discern good from evil. So think about this. A babe, you know, they don't understand things. I remember, you know, a baby will call a dog a bow-bow, a bow-wow. Anything with four legs is a bow-wow. Cat runs by, there goes the bow-wow. It's a cat. You know, there's a cow, there's a bow-wow. It's got four legs. No, it's not. It's a cow. Because they can't bring the distinction. You see, and, you know, we were, this past week, Donnie and I was at home, and Brock and Amanda came by with Isaiah, their little son. And it was Amanda's birthday. And so we were hanging with them for a little bit, and they were leaving, and they had all their windows down. And we were standing there up on, by the porch, and they backed out, you know, they're on the street. And I said, "Happy birthday, Amanda." And little Isaiah goes, "Happy birthday, Pastor Papa." You see, wait a minute, it's not my birthday. You see, he's two, you see? He can't bring the distinction. Do you see that? He's a baby. Well, that's the way it is in life. We went to the Dragons game. Donita and I, after a vacation or before? After a vacation, yeah. After we went down on that little road trip. So we went to Dragons game. And so we run into my friend Tom. He's the lawyer I grew up with from second grade. I've known him. But I married both his daughters. I officiated their wedding. Get that right, Tim. And so I officiated their... But anyways, I ran into her and she had her son, and he just had turned three not long ago. His name's Henry. Well, Henry was talking to Donita and I, and Henry looks up at his mom and goes, Mommy, is this your mom and dad? Is this your mom and dad? In other words, Donita, is this your mom? And Amaya, is, she says, no, Papa and Nana, are you? You know you, who my mom and dad are. You know, they were there when he was born. Her, you know, her mom and dad was there, but he can't bring the distinction. But you know what I really liked? He thought that Donita could be her mom. I like that. But you see, he can't bring the distinction. Because he discernment. You see, when we discern things, we begin to see what's really going on. And that's what God is saying. When we grow and mature, we'll discern. You know what? When you begin to grow and mature, you'll discern things about people that if you're people that are difficult to work with, if you're praying for them, God will give you discernment about their life. And you'll begin to help them. And they'll still be mean and ornery, but you're there to help them. That's why you're there. Remember, if you're not having impact on people, they're having impact on you. See that? You see that? If you're not having impact on people, they're having an impact on you. So you need to discern what's going on there. And when you pray for people, you really begin to have empathy for people. If you don't have empathy for people, it's not going to work. Your discernment's going to be contaminated because you don't have the right perspective on what's going on here. In your marriage, it could be difficult. You pray for that spouse. God is going to help you to discern how to help them. You see that? Well, you just don't understand. Well, yes, I do. When you have discernment, you're going to know how to respond to bring health and wholeness to this situation. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? This is understanding. This is called understanding, spiritual understanding. Now, see, when you don't understand, you're going to respond in a negative. You see, that's why he says, be angry and sin not. See, a lot of times we get angry. They provoke us and we get angry. And listen, because of the way we respond, we hurt ourselves more than what they said to us or what they've done to us. We hurt ourselves out of our response, our anger, and it contaminates our thoughts and everything more than what they did to us. You need to be shut your mouth. Understand this. When we understand, they can say things, and it just doesn't have the, because the understanding is the wellspring of life to them who have it. You see that? Proverbs 16:2. It's the wellspring. In other words, you begin to understand things that you never understood before because you really have genuine empathy and concern for this person. You catching this? You can't walk around thinking, well, that rippity rap. You see, that's not going to fly. God help me. You see, we do things without praying. And then we want God's results. We're supposed to pray without ceasing. You see this? Oh, help me out here. Now, to discern, see, now look, the word senses there, that includes your emotions. Taste, touch, smell, that also includes your feelings and your emotions. The metric system on your spiritual understanding is how you are managing your emotions, how you're managing your responses towards people. You see that? Folks, God wants you to have impact and reflect Christ, not Antichrist. Did you catch that? He wants you to reflect Christ. And that's why we're here. Now, you're going to get something out of this. Now, look at this. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 17, 27. And then we're going to go to Philippians 1:9. He who has knowledge spares his words, And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. A man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Now, I want you to hear me. This word calm in Hebrew is the word quar, Q-A-R. It means excellent. It means excellence. A lot of translations put the word excellence in there. This is a Hebrew word, calm. It means, the word excellent means complete calm. So I'm calm. No matter what situation I'm in, I'm calm. I'm not wigging out. What you're saying to me, what you're doing to me, isn't causing me, your dysfunction is not going to contaminate and bring toxicity into my spirit because I understand what's going on. Am I making sense? And I'm going to respond out of my knowledge. He who has knowledge, I'm going to respond out of my relationship with God towards this person. And I'm going to reflect Christ. Because see, look, an excellent spirit is really about your motive. About your motive and your ambitions. You see, if you have wrong ambitions and wrong motives, it's about you. And that's what's wigging you out. Because you don't want, that's your pride rising up there. And you don't. But you see, when you're there to reflect Christ and advance his agenda, you see that? Then now you can remain calm and advance his kingdom. Paul said this in Philippians 1:12. He said, all these things that have happened to me, he was put in prison for just preaching the gospel. All these things have happened to me for the furtherance of the gospel. The word furtherance means, listen, it means a pioneer of advancement. A pioneer of advancement. You are in that situation as a pioneer to advance God's kingdom. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening, no matter what's happening, I don't care how difficult it is, you, if you know Jesus and you're in a relationship with him, you are there to advance his agenda. Come on, am I making sense? I'm just here to tell you, this is going to help you when you get this. Because now it's not about me. You know, you got to go through something. But you know what? It's really the whole book of Philippians. You know what the theme is? Joy. Joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. You see, when you have true joy in a difficult place, that's the kingdom. Understanding is keeping you, it's keeping your joy because you have an excellent spirit. Well, stay with me. You're going to get something out of this. Now, think about this. Go with me to Philippians 1:9. Now, this is Paul praying. He was put in prison for preaching the gospel. Now he's in prison as an evildoer. So he's in prison. And now, you know what? I like what he says in chapter 4. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. If you didn't get it the first time, he says, again, I tell you, rejoice. Now, he's got chains around his feet and guards breathing down his neck. That's a difficult situation. That's circumstances that don't appear to be good, don't smell good, don't feel good. He's got joy. Are you listening to me? Our circumstances and situations should never take away our witness. Come on. Because you're on trial. See? And now, are you going to take a stand? Are you going to let the enemy knock you out of what he had got? God sent a word. And that word is being tested. And you're there. So I'm getting it. This isn't going to take me out. I'm not going to go negative. I'm going to stay true to this word I heard. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? Ooh, you don't want to mess with me today. Listen, now watch. And this I pray, that your love may abound. That word bound, a copious supply. So he, you know, I was reading in Wiersbe's commentary this week, and he told this story about this radio announcer had this radio program, and this person called in. And said, you know, and the radio announcer said, well, tell us some of the blunders. You've been married so long, 20-some years. Tell us some of the blunders your wife has done. And he says, well, he goes, I can't think of any. He goes, oh, come on, man. You can 20-some years, you can think of one. Tell us some of the blunders. He says, I'm going to be honest, I can't think of any. He goes, I forget those things. That's love abounding. You see that? That's love abounding. Are you catching this? That's what he's talking about. That's his love. In 1 Corinthians 13:5, love keeps no record of wrong. NIV version, love keeps no record of wrong. When you're in the love of God, it's not about you. It's about what I'm putting out here. I'm advancing. I'm in a situation I've never been in. I'm a pioneer. See that? I'm trudging through something I've never been through before, but I'm going to advance his kingdom. Oh. Man, I'm making myself happy. But you see how this will help you? Catch this. You're going to get something out of this. That it may bound still more and more, and in knowledge and discernment. So, that you may approve the things that are excellent. Now watch, the word approve, pass the test. You're going to be tested daily on the things you go through. If your discernment, if you've been praying, see, if you're not praying and you're just walking into that, well, you're gonna get you an attitude and you're gonna bring it home. You see that? When you do things of excellent, it'll protect you. I don't mean excellent where, okay, you come to my house and everything's perfect. I mean, there's not anything on the counter. Everything in the closet, you know, color-coded, the coats and the everything color-coded, and all the shoes, perfect place. That's not excellence. Perfect. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an excellent spirit. You know, the motives and the ambitions are healthy. Come on, am I making sense? We're talking about an excellent spirit here. Get a hold of this. Things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.